We're learning once again Sifsei Chaim from Rav Chaim Freelander, Zechet Tzadik Livracha, in Moedim Aleph, and the topic of discussion is that of Elazar ben Derdaya. We are on page Vav, the paragraph which begins, Kol Habriya Kli La'avodas Hashem. The whole entire creation is a vessel, is a utensil for serving Hashem. And just to recap, to remind us what we are discussing here, is that there was an individual by the name of Elazar ben Derdaya who was oduk b'chetoy. He was so involved with his sin, and his sin was to be with every single immoral lady that existed, that when he traveled the seas and he went with the money and he was going to commit an Aveira, a wind, some air was blown. There's a dispute whether or not she blew and said, just like this air goes out and never returns, so too you are doomed. You will never be able to repent. And we learned already how he took that as a wake-up call. He said, wait a minute. Is that really true? Is that really true? I can't do tshuva? And he took that as a wake-up call. As opposed to, we learned about Acher, Elisha ben Nevuah, when he heard a similar statement that says he won't be able to do the tshuva, he will not be able to repent. He said, okay, time to go play ball now. Nothing else to do. I'm not trying to knock playing ball. Just, right? He actually went and he was Mechal Shabbos, which we learned. And we said, what's the difference between the two? And we discussed that by Elisha ben Nevuah, by Acher, he also had very bad upbringing. The Shelo Lishma, we discussed this aspect where his father and his mother brought him into Torah in an incorrect way, which is not for now to elaborate, which is giving the overview in the Chazara. And we also mentioned that sometimes by Elazar ben Derdaya, sometimes a person has to hit rock bottom. Sometimes a person has to go mamish, go to the bottom. And then from then he says, you know what, this is not who I am. He looks himself in the mirror and says, this is not who I am. This is not what I want to look like. I want to connect to who I really am. Let's now continue on page Vav. Kol HaBriya Kli La'avodas Hashem. The whole entire creation is a utensil to serve Hashem. So what did he do? What did this Elazar ben Derdaya do? After he was told and said it's no hope for him, he went and sat, as the Brisa, the Gemara continues, in between two mountains, two gvois, two hills. Sover hoya, he thought, he thought he won't be able to break out of this jail on his own, and he needs some external help. So he went and he sat in between the mountains, Omar, and he said as follows, Hori Mukvois, Bakshualai Rachamim, mountains, hills, request mercy for me on my behalf. Amruloi, they said back. I have to understand, what does it mean, they said back? When was the last time you heard the mountains talking to you? But okay, Amruloi, could be one way to understand it, is, as we'll see, sometimes in life, before a person realizes, I have a responsibility to do something, they look for other people, they put the burden of responsibility on their shoulders, until they realize, it's only me and only me. So that could be one way where he's viewing some external helps. Maybe other people can pull him up out of this pit. So they said back, the mountain said back, Amruloi, Ad she'on mevakshim alecha nevakish al atzmeinu. Before we ask Hashem to help you, we have to ask Hashem to help us. What's wrong with the mountains? What's their situation? Because it says that in the future, Ki ha'horim yamushu v'hagvois t'maitena. La'asid lavoi gam la'horim lo yeh kiyum. In the future, the mountains will not have any existence. Just a few weeks ago, I went on a cable car 4,100 feet up in the air from one end of a mountain up to the other end. 4,100 feet. It's like, it's mind-boggling. Like, you know, no. Canyon Mountain in New Hampshire. And there are Mount Washington, are, you know, bigger mountains, of course. But in the future, they're not going to have the cable cars going up like that. They're going to be vertical. Be straight. You're going to have to go up a ladder, steps, and be straight, because we're saying there won't be any mountains. It might not be such an attraction. I don't know. You're going straight across.
Train.
Train. Why the mountains won't exist, that's not for now. But the mountains responded, we have to ask for ourselves. Our existence won't be around. So we have to ask Hashem to help ourselves. We can't ask Hashem for you. Omar Shemayim V'aretz. Bakshu Alay Rachmim. So he said to the heavens and the earth, he said, ask Hashem to have mercy on me. Ato now leipono lechalokim ha'aretz. Kim gibur yoyse lechol ha'shemayim v'aretz. Says the Maral, he turned to the heavens and the earth, to the other existing powers, not other foreign gods, meaning other creations. And he said, beseech Hashem for me. Basically, just let's understand the situation as follows. If there's a person who, let's say he did something wrong. Let's say it was in school, so there's a principal he has to deal with. But let's say there's another individual he has to go approach. He might say to his friend, listen, do me a favor. I know you're very close to this person. Do me a favor, speak on my behalf. So the friend would say, listen, I'd love to, but I have to fix my own issues first with this individual. So that's what's taking place over here. Amrullah, they said, before we, the Shemayim Varetz, can help you out, we have to help ourselves out. Ki Shemayim ka'ashon nimlechu v'aretz kebeged tivle. The Shemayim Varetz, whatever this means exactly, will not be around forever. He continues, Omar Chama Ulavana, the sun and the moon, Bakshu Alay Rachamim, ask Hashem to have mercy on me. Amru, Achon Vakshim Alech, and Vakish Atzmein, Shnemar, the Chefra, the Chofra, Halavana, Busho Hachama, Busha Hachama. He asked the heavens, he asked the stars, he asked the sun, he asked the moon. And the response was to all of them, we need help also. How can we go and beseech Hashem on your behalf when we have to ask Hashem on our own behalf? Hamaral hoisiv bir nifla madua choshav Rabbi Lozar ben Dedaya lifnais laharim lachama. Rabbi Lozar ben Dedaya, why did he turn to the mountains and the sun, etc., etc.? Explains the Maral. Choshav, he thought as follows. Ula yelokiyo mitzad achirim. He said, maybe I will have some existence. Hashem will have mercy for me. Biyad achirim. Mitzad achirim, from a different angle, from the angle of others. What does that mean? Ki af im hoya noite al hachet benase ki ilu eine klal hoya oimer buulai kasher hu mitzurof el zulosoi min haminsoi nechshav ledover mav and nechshav loy mitzios. Let me explain. He thought it could be me, myself, and I don't deserve tshuva. I don't deserve that Hashem should forgive me for my chait. But it could be if I'm connected to something else, and Hashem will forgive that other entity, and I'll be dragged along with it. That's what he's thinking over here. V'chein habi dvarim einam nechshavim kasher heim ba'atzmam There are many things that are not worth value so much by themselves. But when they're connected to a whole big picture, then they're worth something. There are a lot of examples one can give with this. Whether it's a door that we open and close, whether it's a watch that has a lot of screws inside and wheels and things that turn. And there's some parts of the watch, you know what, like that second band. You know, we all have that second band over here. You know, that keeps the, right? Now, eventually, sometimes that second band breaks off. Do we say, okay, that part of the watch is gone, so we throw the watch out? Watch still tells time. Eventually, maybe when it's flapping around so much, we might get a new band. But it's not so as important, of course, and critical as the battery of the watch. So here too, he was hoping that maybe he can be dragged along in the repentance from Hashem, that Hashem will accept the repentance, not Hashem's repentance, but the repentance that Hashem will accept from the others, and he'll be dragged along with them. Nevar Dvarav. Now Rav Chaim Friedlander explains the Maral. Hine yadua ki odom hu tachlis habriyo. Every single day, a person should be saying this to himself. More than once a day. Ha'adam hu tachlis habriyo. Man is the reason why the world was created. You should privately look yourself in the mirror. It's always good to smile, because you know why? Because if you smile in the mirror, then you get a nice smile back. Okay? And first of all, as Rabbi Pliskin explains, when you smile, it makes the hormones of the body make you feel good, make you feel happy. That's just the way Hashem created the system. Not just. He wants us to be smiling and feel good. And then you see it's the double positive, because you feel good physically and emotionally, and then you see the smile smiling back at you, and hey, then you're like, well, he's a good-looking guy in that mirror there. All right? Now, don't get too carried away. But a person should tell himself as follows. Ha'od mutachas abriya. The purpose of this world was created for you. And you look at yourself in the mirror. And it's a fact and it's true. Now, we have to make sure we don't take and misunderstand this. Some people misunderstand this, like when they're driving and they're like, okay, that's my lane, goodbye. And just, you know, cut the person off. That's not what it means. The world is created for me. Let me make sure I use it properly. Kolabriya nivro manoi. The whole creation was created for this person, for us people, for Klai Yisrael. V'hu anoyisein toichin ruchni v'zchus kiyum lebriya alidei shemishtamesh bo la'avodis Hashem shaloi. And the person gives existence to the world by fueling it with the energy of Liman HaTorah and performing of the mitzvahs. We live in a generation where they do something today they did not do 100 years ago. 100 years ago, they wanted to travel. They put coal in the engine by the train. They wanted by horse and buggy. They did not stop off. You know, yesterday I'm driving, and we discussed a few days ago. There was a big beep sound, beep, that went off in my car. 50 miles of traveling. Of gas I have left in my car. 50 miles. And the beeps. So you pull over. You find a gas station. And you fill up. After you finish filling up, you're like, so that 100. Then you tell yourself, no, that's not a test grade. Okay, you're trying to make yourself feel a little better. No, that's what that S is with those two lines. Up and down. Oh, it's $100 to fill up the gas. Yeah, okay, that's what it is. A 12-passenger van. That's, you know. Yeah, okay, it stopped a little before that, I think. Maybe at 95. Everything needs energy. Everything needs energy. And we have to look ourselves in the mirror, and we have to tell ourselves, the world was created for me, and the world was created for me to learn Torah. And as Rav Chaim Volozhiner says it, I believe it's in Perek Chavav and Shar Dalid. The greater the Torah, the greater the world runs. What does that mean? Let me elaborate for a moment. We're going to stop here in the middle of this paragraph because of the next year coming up. If there are Rachmana Litzlan tragedies that might be occurring in the world, we want to stop those tragedies. You ever walk into a house and you see like there's a picture which is on the slant and it's not your house, so you can't go over and like fix it, and you're talking to somebody and like he's standing in front of you, and then like behind him you see that picture and it's like gnawing at you and like you want to like just move it a little.
I have
to. I see you have with him, okay. And eventually, you know, you say politely, you say, you know what, do you mind if I, it could be you don't might not realize, you know, that picture's a little off. So he said, oh, you can fix it if you want. So you go to move and fix it, and you take a step back. And as you're looking at there with the host, all of a sudden it comes crashing down and cracks.
Didn't happen.
Okay, it didn't happen. Well, and now you know why it was on the slant, because the wife who put it up there realized that the husband didn't put the nails in properly. Well, you have to blame the husband, right? It's a man's share, so. So then you think, you know, it would have been better if I would have left it the way it was. We live in a world where we can change and we can make a difference. It's a reality. This is a shtender. This is a table. This is a cup. Torah makes a difference. Liman HaTorah makes a difference. And when a person learns more Torah, says of Chaim V'Loshiner, he fixes that painting and it won't, and the glass won't crack when he walks away. But the first thing we have to realize is that the world was created for me. Chayev Adam Loimar Bishvili Nevar Olam. The world was created for me. And I can put energy and gas into this world. And it doesn't cost $3.85 or $4.10 a gallon. It's not what it costs a gallon. You open up the safer, whatever level a person is on, and he learns. And he gives the world kiyum. And we'll stop here for today and continue with the next share momentarily.